This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Earthquakes happen without any detectable warning. But once a tremor has begun, high-speed electronics can now relay an alert that moves faster than the quake itself.
An earthquake starts at a point and ruptures a fault as much as 200 miles, and then the destructive waves move out at about 2 miles per second. If you can detect that the earthquake has occurred, you can send a warning message at the speed of light over radio and different telemetry means and give folks advance warning before the strongest shaking reaches their site.
Doug Given is the Earthquake Early Warning Coordinator for the U.S. Geological Survey in Southern California. He says the key to such an alert system is automating it, and there is already a growing network of sensors installed along major fault lines which are being linked to a computerized communication system.
You need a fairly dense network of sensors. Then you need robust infrastructure to bring those data back to a central processing site that can put it all together and then send warning alerts out to users.
Initially, at least, those users would be emergency responders and other large organizations that are in a position to make near instantaneous use of the warning.
We're going to work with some very sophisticated users, utilities, transportation companies, where the reception of the message will cause some automatic response, say stopping elevators, slowing down or stopping trains. So our first target will be those sorts of automated responses by organizations. Then we can look at our options for getting the notice out to the public.
Getting to that point, however, is not so far-fetched. Given notes that those sorts of public warnings are already being broadcast in Mexico City and Japan.
In Mexico City, they are using their equivalent of the emergency alert system for radio and television. And then there are a few buildings and schools that have alarms. In Japan, they also use radio and television messages for the general public. And there are two cell companies that have the capability of doing the broadcast.
Even at that level of sophistication, given cautions, such warnings face significant limitations. They are not instantaneous, so the message can only get out ahead of larger quakes, those that register 6 on the Richter scale or higher, and therefore affect a wider geographic area.
We think that we have the technology to do it in between 10 and 20 seconds. Of course, there's also the question of how big the earthquake is. If it's a smaller earthquake, the area affected is going to be smaller. So if the affected area is all within that blind zone where you can't produce a quick enough warning, the early warning system, of course, won't do you much good. So this kind of system is really only effective for bigger earthquakes.
But those are also the ones where it is most needed. The emergency warning system should be operational before the end of this year, Given says. Meanwhile, another technological innovation is being prepared to send earthquake information in the other direction, from the people who feel the shaking back to the scientists who study it. We'll learn more about that on tomorrow's program. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.